The holiday season often brings a whirlwind of activities, celebrations, and commitments. Now, although all of this can be wonderful, sometimes it can leave women feeling drained and exhausted. To help you navigate this festive time with grace and vitality, on today's show, I prepared 10 of my best tips to help you maintain endless energy throughout the holidays. So friend, if you're ready to experience energy that keeps you fully charged and ready to go for the holiday season, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rakesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. With the holiday season upon us, I'm inviting you to join me to prioritize your well-being with my monthly online accountability health coaching program. You can join me to embark on a transformative journey towards weight loss, increased energy, and hormone balance. You'll receive personalized support to make your health goals a reality. Don't let the festivities derail your progress. Stay on track with my empowering community. You can visit my website at rakesiamcmillan.com to sign up and make this holiday season your healthiest one yet. Years ago, I decided that I would not get caught up in the hustle and the bustle of the holiday season. I love Christmas and it's my favorite holiday because it's a time where the whole world stops to reflect on the birth of Christ, our Savior. It's a time when friends and family, we gather near and far just to enjoy those special moments together. At the time that I made the decision, I had a lot of responsibilities on my plate. I was still serving in the military. I was a mom. I was working full-time in ministry in several departments, in addition to maintaining my own personal life. And so I was helping to plan a Christmas gathering for our church. And because I was pulled in so many different directions, by the time that the event happened, I simply could not even enjoy the occasion because I was so drained and burnt out. And so all I really wanted at the time was a pillow. And when I made that decision, I had to really reassess some things. And there were 10 areas that I decided that I would focus on that I want to share with you. And I hope that you can find them to be beneficial to carry you through the holiday season with energy and beyond. And so the first thing that I did is that I had to start with spiritual grounding. And for me, that looks like beginning my day with prayer, meditation, and quiet reflection. Because grounding yourself spiritually, it's going to provide a solid foundation for the day ahead. It's also going to give you that peace. It's going to give you that purpose and direction that you need. Because I know, like, if I don't start my day with prayer, meditation, or that quiet reflection, that I am all over the place. Like, my whole day is just off. And so when I'm spiritually grounded, I feel so much more at peace. especially during this holiday season, because it reminds me to keep Christ at the center of it all, not just during the holiday season, but the entire year round. The second thing that I did is that I focus on embracing gratitude. And so cultivating a heart of gratitude begins by focusing on the blessings that we have in our lives, because a grateful mindset can help to shift your perspective as well as infuse you with positive energy, even during those busy times. Have you ever been around someone who's ungrateful and they seem to complain about everything? I like to kind of equate that to being surrounded by air pollution, which we know is highly toxic. Or if you're around someone who's ungrateful, who's complaining all of the time, it feels like your energy is just being drained. Now, we can't avoid being around people who are negative, but what we can do is to guard our hearts with all diligence, as the Bible reminds us, because out of our heart flow the issues of life. And when we're guarding something, that means that we are protecting it at all costs. And so I work diligently to protect my heart from negativity, but to really stay in that space of gratitude, of just focusing on the good things, the blessings, whether it's scriptures, thinking about the joys that God has blessed me with. And so I just want to encourage you to do that. Something else that can also help to stay in that space of gratitude is by serving others, whether that's in your church or in your community, because it helps us to think about other situations that people may be in, because there's someone that is always going to be in a position that, whether it's being less fortunate than you or their situation is worse than what you're going through, it really helps to shift the perspective of where we're at. The third thing that I had to do was establish healthy boundaries. It's okay to say no. And I had to learn that, because there was a time in my life where I did not say no, and I was trying to manage and handle all the things. And so by setting clear boundaries, it helped me to protect my time and my energy. And when it comes to saying no, we can learn to say no graciously when it's needed, especially when we are prioritizing activities that are going to align with your values and that are going to contribute positively to your overall well-being. Because saying no is part of your emotional as well as your mental well-being. One of the things that really helps me to stay within these healthy boundaries is by using a calendar every single day, because it helps me to ensure that I'm not overextending myself by doing too much, by saying yes to too many activities and overcrowding my life or overcrowding that space to where it can be an energy drain. And so whether you use a digital calendar or you take pen to paper, using a calendar is going to be very helpful in prioritizing everyday life. For me, I'm a fan of the Google Calendar because it provides the color coding, notifications, it has reminders there. But it just, again, it helps me to maintain those healthy boundaries. The fourth thing is nourishing your body and your soul. And so fueling your body with nourishing foods that are going to provide you with sustained energy. So something that we should always focus on is eating for energy. And I know that it can be really tempting, especially with the holidays, with the baked goods, the cakes, the cookies, the pies, and so forth. Now, we can enjoy all things in moderation, But being intentional about what we're eating, whether it's a wholesome meal, these are critical to maintaining your energy levels. Something else that can also help in the area of nourishing your body and soul is to practice mindful eating. Because when you're eating mindfully and not mindlessly, it helps to appreciate the abundance of God's provision. And if you'd like to know more about mindful eating, I want to invite you to listen to podcast episode 105, where I had an exclusive interview with Dr. Sheila Foreman, where she is an expert in mindful eating. The fifth thing is integrating our faith into holiday traditions. And so you want to be able to keep that spiritual aspect into the holiday. Simply put, it means keeping Christ at the center of your Christmas holiday. So whether it's incorporating scripture readings, prayer, or acts of kindness, keeping Christ at the forefront of our celebrations helps to deepen our connection to the season. We remember why we are celebrating. The sixth thing is simplifying celebrations. Yes, keeping things simple. And so striving for simplicity in your holiday preparations, you want to be able to focus on the true meaning of the season and avoid the pressure of excessive materialism. Don't overshop, don't overspend. Practice being a good and a faithful steward by not getting caught up in the materialism, because I know you know that it's at an all-time high, whether it's commercials that we're hearing and seeing, it's everywhere. And so we want to be able to streamline our celebrations to allow more room for joy as well as spiritual reflections. One of the things that I practice and have practiced in the past when it comes to simplifying celebrations is that I've decided not to spend money on gifts. Now, not saying that I don't buy gifts for others, I do. But one of the practices that I incorporated is that instead of buying a gift, I've written very thoughtful and personal Christmas cards to individuals, writing something very special that's specific about the person, our relationship. And when individuals receive those cards, they really treasure them because it's personal. And so it's something that they keep for years on end. The seventh thing is that I had to create sacred moments. Just like I shared about that time of meditation, that we want to be able to designate moments of sacred solitude in the midst of all of the busyness, that we have to be intentional, ladies, about pulling away. So whether it's through a prayer walk or a devotional reading or simply being in nature, carving out those intentional moments of peace are going to help you to replenish your energy levels. And earlier I shared that I have a time of morning meditation that I do every day, but I also have a meditation practice in the evening where I shut everything down. I have a time of prayer. I revisit my day, and it really grounds me in a very peaceful and sacred place. And so I want to encourage you that if you don't have designated moments of sacred solitude in your daily life, to really think about mapping that out and incorporating that into the busyness of your day. The eighth thing is connecting with fellow believers. So engaging with your church community during the holidays, attending church events, or join small groups. You can participate in outreach activities, because fellowship of like-minded individuals, it can provide you with support and encouragement. A lot of laughter. The Bible says that laughter is good as a medicine. And we are relational people. And so being around others is important, and not just during the holidays, but all year round. So being around others and engaging in activities, this creates meaningful connections that inspire as well as adds energy to our lives. The ninth thing is practicing Advent reflection. Yes, as I shared earlier, that Jesus is the reason for the season. And when we have that time of Advent that we're in now, it's usually a time where it's a deepening connection, focusing on the hope, the peace, the joy, the love that Christ brings to our hearts. It's a time where it's a period of expectation because we're waiting for the preparation and the celebration of the birth of Jesus and his triumphant return. The 10th thing is delegating and collaborating with faithful friends. And so just as in other aspects of life, don't hesitate to designate tasks during the holidays. If it's too much, if it's too overwhelming, even if you want to swap or exchange dinner at someone else's house rather than having it at yours because it's so overwhelming, delegate. Ask someone in your family or a friend if they wouldn't mind hosting it for the holiday. And so when you're collaborating with fellow friends, fellow believers, it really creates a sense of community and shared responsibility that aligns with the principles of love and service. And so with these 10 things, I'd like to wrap our show of today a little differently with an endless energy holiday poem that I created just for you. In the holiday rush with tasks galore, women seek energy and even more. A simple rhyme to guide the way with 10 tips to keep fatigue at bay. Start with prayer, let your spirit soar. Gratitude blooms, energy you'll restore. Boundaries strong, protect your space. Say no with grace in a gentle embrace. Nourish body and soul in every bite. Wholesome foods give energy, oh, so bright. Faith and traditions woven with care, simplicity reigns, joy in the air. Sacred moments, solitudes embrace, in stillness find peace, God's loving grace. Fellow believers, a community strong, support and connection where you belong. Advent reflection in hope abide, the season's true meaning, in heart Christ resides. Delegate tasks with faithful friends near. Shared responsibilities make the load clear. Women with endless might, through holidays bright, shine your light. In faith and joy, let the energy flow. A season of blessings, let love and grace grow. I'll leave you with Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us.
Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.